7103 southbound, Colley and Shaver.
Hello, 7103, I got your loud verbal, what's going on?
I have a writer and she's got a really big suitcase and she will not move it out of the aisle, which is too large for anybody to get by. I asked her to set up in the front section and she said she will not do it. So right now I'm just rolling down the road to the MAC station, but she won't move the bag out of the aisle.
I copy. So she has it in the middle of the aisle blocking so no one can get out?
Well, if they're behind her, they could get out through the back door. But if they're in front of her, they could just sit up in the front section. There's no way they could get back in the back.
I copy. Sorry, that's what I meant. And did you let her know that we're going to have to send somebody to have her get off the bus if she cannot move it? That's not safe. We cannot operate with things blocking the aisleways.
Well, I didn't say exactly that. I can tell you that right now.
Absolutely. That's a safety issue. They can't be blocking. That is the one rule for sure that TriMet, you know, follows as far as, you know, keeping all the aisles and doorways clear.
That's what I think too, so I'll let her know.
Perfect. I'll hold on.
All right, she refuses.
I copy. Can you give me a description, and I'm going to need you to pull over at the next stop so we can send somebody to let her know about the rules, and she has to follow them in order to ride the bus.
Yeah, she's probably in her 60s. She has a light blue jacket on, a dark blue beanie on, and a full-size suitcase, which is blue.
Light blue jacket, dark blue beanie cap, and blue suitcase, and white, black, Hispanic.
She's a white female. Hold on a second. Hold on a minute.
I copy. I'm standing by.
Okay, she's off the bus.
Fantastic. I'm pretty sure I had the same issue with her on a different bus yesterday. Sounds familiar. So I'm glad that she got off and we don't have to send help and you can go keep rolling. I appreciate you, and I hope you have a good rest of the day.
All right, thanks for help. Hopefully, I'll talk to you again tonight. Anyway, bye-bye. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a good night. We'll be clear at 18.